Miss Schofield, reel 3.
Could you tell me something about your training as a VAD? You got involved in the Red Cross because of your father.
There was a men's detachment here.
But then what did you do to begin?
Well, I didn't fit in those early days quite. The Commandant, Mrs. Dr. Moore's wife, asked him if I would like to join the Red Cross. She was the Commandant in those days. Well, so the war just started, 1914. So I said I'd like to.
So you hadn't actually joined before the war?
I think it was just before. It was just before the war. And Mrs. Mould wanted to give up. And there was another, Mrs. Dr. Lord, that is Dr. Lord's wife, said she would take it. And it had more or less about disintegrated properly, but it wasn't working. So there was another lady, I mustn't miss her, Miss Willis. I don't remember anything of her when we had our hospital here. But she came on the scene, and eventually she became commandant. But there were no members, there was just she and I. So if there was anything to do at the nice Stedford, or garden parties, or they wanted somebody in a dance hall, or if races or shows, Miss Willis and I used to go. We were the only two for a long, long time. Then Denby 12 started. And that's how I was quite a few years before another started.
But at the beginning of the First World War, when you joined the Red Cross, what sort of training did you have?
First aid, home nursing.
What did that involve? Were there lectures?
Lectures by doctors, examinations. And I was counting my exam certificates. I had them on the dining room table. And I was counting them this morning. I had a friend in, and I had 49. With first aid, home nursing, infant and child welfare, proficiency in all, hygiene and sanitation, all those measures are 3 years each, and you got a badge. Then you got a bar, and that's for winning armies. And it's 3 years to get your certificate and a bar for everyone after. Then I was told I needn't take any more. Then I was cadet officer. Then I taught the cadets.
Yes. Where were you when the First World War was declared?
Declared in church, I think. Or was it the second on a Sunday? Second was on a Sunday. I was in church.
You remember how you heard the news of the first?
I can't remember the day. But I know the second because a friend of mine had finished training at Galley's. And she had to report to the ready sign of war to Guy's hospital. And she said, I'll have to go in the morning. So that's why I know it was Second War.
The First World War started August Bank Holiday, 1914.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that brings back a memory. I think we were going to have lunch or getting a meal. Wasn't it 11, dinner time, wasn't it? That's right. I remember it now. We had a friend with us, staying from Liverpool. And she said, well, what do you think you're going to do? I said, oh, well, I suppose I'm on the ambulance, and but I haven't yet taken my first aid in a home nursing, but I will do. So I contacted the person that had got these lectures, and the exams were in the county high school. So I took my first aid in home nursing there. Then I joined the Red Cross, and we opened the hospital. But when I joined, I was called up almost immediately, and Daisy Allen was the other one, when Mrs. Mole said to Father, oh, don't let your daughter go abroad. That was the beginning of all. So in the February, we opened this hospital, and we got more VADs, and there was one still alive, and she is 87, and lives in Old Corn. Mrs. Llewellyn, her name is now, she was Miss Lowe. I don't know of any other. She's the only one.
Now, you've done both night duty and day duty in your time.
Yes,
which do you prefer?
I don't mind. And when I was in Egypt, of course, I had my red stripes, you know, and you counted as a staff nurse. So I was in charge if there was no trained staff to come into any ward, I would be sent there. But invariably, it was only occasionally in Egypt that we had a higher rank than here, you know. They didn't often leave a VAD in England, but in Egypt, they say you wouldn't have been sent out if you hadn't had a good record.
Yes.
So that's how that started.
Yes, some people... What sort of bugs were they in Egypt?
The ordinary bed bugs and fleas, but bugs were the chief thing. They used to drop this from the ceiling onto my table. We had two basins of carbolic that you just got them up with forces and put them in the basins. And the men used to have a game at night, put it in on flashlights, you know. But with no curtains. If it was hot, they couldn't shut the shutters. We had no windows in Egypt. And they used to see you could catch them, the most bugs on a pin. Dipped in carbolic round the table so you wouldn't get bitten in the legs.
You wrapped them round the legs of
them? Yes. The sheet was entwined round so that when you sat, and wasn't on the floor, so you were fairly free, although you did get bitten. No. So the only thing, and ants, oh, terrific size ants, you'd see one ant pulling another with a lump of sugar, the ant would be on its back, and you'd see the other one pulling it along. Oh, the funniest things. We have native caterers, and sometimes when you were getting some of the munch at the table meal, there'd be a cockroach in it. And our sisters, one or two, were put in charge of the cooks, more or less. And the sisters made all the lime juice that we had to drink, insisted that the man mustn't do any of the drink. So sisters were detailed to do that, not the ADs. But the catering wasn't too bad at all. And we went out. But you couldn't go out only with another nurse or an officer. That was the difficulty, more or less. I happened to be in the officer's ward, so for a long time, and it was very easy to get her. They'd say, you're only up to date, nurse. Jill Howes go to Groppy's for tea, and I must say that there's nothing I didn't like. I tell you, just myself.
One of the things that you mentioned was that you gave artificial respiration to the chief engineer.
Well, I think
on the Aragon.
He was in the boat and picked up.
And did he survive?
Yes, he survived.
Were there some that you picked up who did not survive?
Well,
were there any men you picked up who did not survive, who already were drowning?
No, it was just this one. Of course, there were a lot of nurses in the lifeboats, and we couldn't pick up a good lot of men. Of course, you just had to see them drown if they couldn't swim, because it was a terrible affair, you know. You just could do nothing about it. You had to wait for the minesweepers to come and pick us up.
Were the men calling out from the water?
From the water, yes. Gasping, you know, poor thing. Seeing I don't want ever to look on again.
What was the weather like that day?
It was very hot.
Even though it was December, the sea wasn't really rough.
Because I wonder sometimes if we hadn't have been stopped, whether we would have been torpedoed or not. But I don't think we would if it wasn't this spy that had given us away.
During the First World War, did you hear any other stories about spies in England or abroad?
Not really. I mean, you're the one that involved us, you see. The one entering the harbour, the next day the Osmania, when eight VADs lost, or eight nurses, there might have been one or two trained, I didn't know. But we got the most patience of the 21st General. So we saw one of them. Was in our ward, surgical, very badly injured legs.
Did your parents hear that the Aragon had sunk?
No, not for... They didn't know in England, I think, until a fortnight or perhaps a month. England didn't know.
So you were probably able to write to them before they were worried?
All your letters were censored, so you couldn't. You'd never say anything. It would be cut out.
But then when they heard the news that the Aragon sunk, then
they knew then that all the nurses were safe on the Aragon. We didn't lose one. I don't know how it happened that we didn't. It was remarkable because one or two of them went back to their cabins. I sent to Northern, a friend of mine, and I'm not going back down for anything, it can stay.
No.
And we had to be without our luggage.
Yes.
So it went down, you see, it must happen. Nothing the way you stood up in. They gave us £50 only. We had to get the camp kit first, and we never used it because we happened to have very nice quarters on the veranda of the front of the hospital were our sleeping quarters, and we were at the hospital, so we didn't go up to Palestine or need in the camp, so we didn't have to be bothered with it.
Now you came back to England on a hospital ship.
A hospital ship?
Yes.
Yes.
Which ship was that?
The... Tell you a second.
Well, it doesn't matter. Perhaps you'll remember. What was it like?
I thought, you had to work, and you nursed the men in hammocks, not in bunks, down below, maybe two floors below, or one. You felt sick every time you went on duty. Why should I forget that? I'll think of it.
Now, the